Riley Labbe is from Peace River Rotorax, and she joins us on the line today. Riley, thank you very much for joining us. Rotorax has an idea, a skateway, and it's about to go through. Comments on the fact that it may be a reality sooner rather than later.
It is happening 100%. It's not an idea now. It is 100% going through. We got a unanimous vote from town council. And so at the Norman Boucher Community Arboretum down in North End Peace River, we're looking to throw up some lights all over that park from December to March. We're so excited about the project.
What brought the idea on?
Well, we were looking for a project to do. Obsidian Energy gracefully donated so much money for us to be able to do a project in the community. And so we wanted to be able to do something in the wintertime to give community members an opportunity to get out and about and enjoy winter in Peace River. So that's where the skateway was born.
And it sounds like it's a little bit, hey, old school is new again, it sounds like. Remember, well, we don't go back as far as these days, but yeah, why not have the old school part of life come back, eh?
Yeah, exactly. We want it to be just like a Hallmark movie. Why not? So we want to be able to throw Christmas lights up all over. We're in the process right now of determining where the skating trail is going to be at the park. And I also put out a post on Facebook today that we're accepting donations for Christmas lights and extension cords. So if anybody is willing to donate, we've got drop boxes set up at the Baytex Energy Center and also at Peace River Home Hardware. And Peace River Home Hardware is doing deals and specials on Christmas lights for the Rotorax Skateway too. So if anybody needs to go and buy some, that's definitely the place to go.
Sounds like a really good cause to be worthwhile. Now, for people like me, Riley, who is the non-skater, in other words, wasn't born with skates in their crib, is there going to be facilities and activities and what have you there for the non-skater as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're looking at getting a walking trail set up there too so that non-skaters like yourself can enjoy the Christmas lights. And then we're also in the process of securing a fire pit too to be able to put at the park so then that way people can bring their families and go and roast hot dogs and marshmallows and just enjoy the outdoor winters. What we're most excited about this project is for it to be a community initiative. So we really want to get the community involved and to give the community an opportunity to be proud of something that's in their hometown.
When do you have a timeline for this project to be up and running?
We're looking to get it up and running before Christmas, but there is much work to do on that side of things. So collecting lights is definitely at the forefront of our list of things to do. And then we're just going to figure out the timeline on getting the ice in, weather depending. I feel like all the snow that we've got going on right now has been really helpful. If anybody wants to follow our Facebook page, we're going to post regular updates on how the project is going. So make sure to go and follow.
Sounds like it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun, both prep-wise and reality-wise, that's for sure. I really appreciate this. Riley Labbe is with Peace River Rotorack. Riley,
awesome.
I appreciate
you so much.
I appreciate your time. Thank you.